You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
They're powered by the SID Media. Well, we are going to be having our final guest. One before the final. We are going to be talking about the impact of homework on learning outcomes. Please do excuse my voice there. It's going to be coming back in full force in no time. But we're going to be talking to Kabelo Tshidi, who's going to talk to us about that very conversation this afternoon. He's going to be coming on board, and we're going to be listening to him literally in the next... The phone is ringing already. And we're going to be talking to Kabelo in a short bit. I do want you to hear as it rings so that we can actually have a sense of what Kabelo is going to be talking about. Kabelo, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
Good, good.
Lovely. Great to have you on the show.
Yes, I'm happy to be here.
Right. I hope I didn't catch you off guard.
Yeah, I'm just outside. I just have to walk in.
All right. Thank you so much, man. You know, we're not talking about, the impact of homework on learning outcomes. And homework, as it were, has been the cornerstone of education for generations. A nightly ritual designed to reinforce classroom lessons. But a growing debate asks, is all extra work actually helping students learn, or is it simply adding stress without tangible academic benefits? Now, when I explore the genuine impact of homework on learning outcomes and the benefits, the drawbacks, and how we might rethink after school assignments. Now, Kabelo, what are your general views on the role of homework in the learning process? What exactly is the purpose of homework?
Definitely, homework form a very pivotal part of you determining the improvement of a child. Because, even my students would know that if I give you homework 3 times and you don't do it, I no longer want to give you homework. And probably I would have communicated that with your parents to say that, you know what, this child does not want to learn, because through homework you will get to see the work that we did, that you can actually do it yourself. I always tell them that 80% of the work that we do depends entirely on a person, on their child. Mm-hmm. So that's why I always give homework, because so that when you go home and you do it yourself, of course we did it in class, probably I was helping you here and there. Mm-hmm. But when you're alone at home, and I always encourage them that don't get assistance. If you have a big brother or whoever that can assist your parents, I always urge them, don't get assistance from them. You'd rather come back home with a homework that is not done right. You know, rather come back to my class with a homework that was done right than to come back with 100% and I'm thinking, okay, now you're good. You know, you're doing well. But you still struggle. You know what I mean? You're just getting extra assistance all the time. Mm-hmm. And, at the end of the day, as much as we do tutorials, you have exams to do, which you're going to do on your own. Mm-hmm. So basically, homework helps you to see that I can think on my own. I can figure things out on my own. I can remember what we did in class on my own, So that is the whole point of it, And with mathematics, the more you do, the better, Because, you may have done two sums in the class, and probably you do understand. But, the more sums you do, the more you actually get the other angles of, how to approach the questions, how the question gets to be posed, the tricky side of things, you get to learn them through doing more and more sums, So, that's my take on it. And definitely my students know that I'm not stopping to give them homework anytime soon. Unfortunately.
Now, how do you believe homework contributes or distracts from the students from academic achievement?
The contribution for me, obviously, in the space where I am, I see the positive side of it. But obviously, one can see it as a time waster. When not that it's seen as that, it is that, because you cannot be doing something that we already understand. If I give homework and you do sums on this topic and you understand, there's no need to be dwelling in them, you know, because there's probably more work that you have to do at school that, you know, it's not mathematics, you know what I mean? For example, because I'm a mathematics teacher. So that can be the downside of it, because maybe the child doesn't know when to stop. Because, I mean, math is not, so you can keep going on and on and on. You're like, oh, I'm not understanding this thing. You know, that can have a negative impact on, you know, your time with other subjects. And, you know, definitely that can, you know, that's the negative side of it that I can sort of think of. But overall, the mathematics is just something just to do. The more of it, it's the better. And I always say that every day of it, I say to my students, you know, when you're waiting for transport, you know, you just had breakfast, or you are having breakfast, just take a quick sum, you know, the fraction, you just answer a question here and there, you know, and the math is just flexible like that. I think students need to start looking at it as not this, you know, draining it, you know, so much that, you know, oh, this thing is wants me to sit down on a chair, no music, you know, things like that. But it's very flexible. You can quickly take a sum. Because I remember how I got to have this calling of math tutoring, because someone just posed on just asked a question on WhatsApp status. And then I just took that question. I was literally cooking in the kitchen. I took a paper and started working on it. So that's what I mean by trying to just make it flexible like that. Like, it is just that.
Yeah. You know, I'm quite refreshed actually about, you know, with your approach towards the mathematics, because I do know that a lot of people, when they think about maths, it's a nightmare. My goodness, it's something that we don't want to think about. And it's quite a breath of fresh air that I hear you talking so much beautifully about maths. Now, in your experience, do the benefits of assigned homework outweigh the potential negative aspects, for instance, stress, family, reduced family time, etc.?
Yeah, do you mean the more homework you do, the less stress you would have? The less time you have to.
Yeah, the more homework you have.
Say again?
The more homework you have, the more stress you have, and the less time with family you have. And so, how do the benefits balance with these some of these unfortunate aspects? Because if you have more homework, it means more stress, it means less time with family.
You know, the frustration is where I come in, because it's not, you know, getting, when you have a lot of homework and you're not getting it right, and you're not getting enough support, that can be very frustrating. And obviously, you know, I have so much homework, and, you know, at the same time, I want to spend time with family. It's all I'm thinking about, though. It's all I'm thinking about. So it's always best to try to balance the two, you know, as much as I want to have, you know, time for family. And, you know, sometimes we can take it as if it takes away time from family. I mean, like, if you have a mother that, you know, that doesn't really have a clue about mathematics, but, you know, you kind of discuss certain things, you know, even try not to even maybe teach them something that they don't know, try to explain something to them, you know, as a student. Because I've learned over the years that, you know, we learn through teaching, we learn through explaining things. So your mother that has got nothing, you know, no clue about math, and you tell them, you know, mama, I'm actually struggling with this algebra question. You know, this is what they say you're supposed to do. And try to explain, no, you know that she might not even get it at all, but just try to explain that to them. And that can spark up some kind of interest, you know, and also to show, you know, and as a parent, I think every one of us would be happy to see our children focused and, you know, and determined to do well in their studies. So that can also encourage a parent as well. At the same time, also somehow bring family together to say, you know, the other day you were talking about this other sum. Hey, did you get it right? Yeah, I ended up getting it right. How did you get it right? It's like, explain to your mother that has no clue about mathematics. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that alone can try to, can even therapeutically bring you guys together, I think.
Now, tell me, what specific changes in students' performance or comprehension have you observed that you would attribute directly to homework?
No, definitely. Obviously, the marks show. the percentage is so. I have parents coming back to me say that my child was scoring your 30%, now she's scoring 70%. I have literally testimonials on my WhatsApp. The results speak for themselves.
Yeah.
You know, you get to see that children are not that, I don't want to call them slow, I don't want to call them dumb, you know, but they hate the subject because they think it's difficult. And it's not that. And I always tell my students, math doesn't change. Math doesn't change. When you are in grade 10, the one that you teach you that x times x, x plus x, x plus y, and, you know, that is the basics of algebra. So at wherever you go in the world, it doesn't change. A fraction, 1/2, is 0.5. And wherever you go in the world, it is that. You know what I mean? So I think having to be given that opportunity to think that lightly about that, because sometimes we overthink it. Like, it's just a simple question, we overthink it. That's just to have that opportunity to think lightly about it. Because sometimes I give them questions, my students, right?
Yeah.
And I'll tell them, no, don't, if we did this, trust me, don't overthink it. Just think about what we did yesterday or just a few hours, an hour ago. And they think, oh, yeah, actually, I wanted to, I thought, even look at the marks. The marks is probably 2 marks or something, but you are thinking of implementing certain formulas and all that. So it's not that bad. It's not that bad. So I really say that the marks speak for themselves. When you have a chance to understand something, you will learn to love it, and it will reward you with the percentages. And my hashtag is hashtag the love of marks. So yeah.
Wow.
I love it because it's just for the love of maths, you know. We love it, we do it for the maths.
Now, are there any formal or informal assessments that educators can gauge the effectiveness of homework or on learning outcomes, or it's what you get on your WhatsApp basically as feedback?
Yeah, well, I usually do. I customize my assessments because obviously the students that come to my classes, they don't struggle with the same problems. One student can be struggling with trigonometry, another one with geometry. So when I give you assessments, probably I would formulate something for you that I know will challenge you, and in that area, in that very area, which you have a problem. So I customize them according to the needs of my students. And having to look at how you've improved from when you started with me and all that definitely I look at your reports. Obviously, I ask for reports from your parents, and you know, they have to give me feedback and all that. So I think that's just, so far, that's just how I do it. And I don't know if maybe there's another way that I can implement to help me in another way, but it's definitely how I do it, and it's been working well so far.
That's lovely. Now, what suggestions, if any, do you have for teachers, you know, to improve the effectiveness or the experience of homework? Because I do understand that many teachers out there could be very frustrated with this issue of homework.
As a tutor, I sort of try to bridge that gap because the child would be in class and it's just the number of other students, and it's not really easy for a teacher to focus mainly on that student. So usually I encouraged like group work. We would do group work and we help each other. And obviously, we don't have the same learning styles. And it's always good to understand the kind of students that you have, you know, within your class. You know, encourage group work and more assessments. Because even the textbooks that I use, it's mainly more assessments. And we do, yes, examples and all that. But we have a lot of assessments as well. So assessments that we do within the class, you know, we participate. You know, interaction is the most important. So you cannot be quiet when you're in my class. I always probe that kind of activeness in the child. So I believe that if you have a problem, speak it so that we can attend to it, because I may never know. So the whole reason why you are here in tutorial classes is because we want to help you. And well, let's not waste time in what we know already. And of course, I know it's exciting. My students are like, no, I want to do this. Mm. I'm doing so well. I said, well, the fact that you're doing well in it, no, we're not doing it.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah. So that's just basically it. We say we use time effectively. We utilize the time given because there's not that much time that they have. We utilize the time given to do what's most important, which is the things that they struggle with. Mm-hmm. And overall, just get them ready, you know, prepare early enough. You know, mm-hmm. we have like a week or two of preparing for the exam after they got their scope. And we do by virtue of ticking everything that they need to cover and make sure that they are able to, you know, to cope with the paper when it comes. So that's just my tip, I guess. Yeah, encourage group work, activity, and participation. Yeah.
Mm. Beautiful. Now, before I let you go, do you think that students or pupils that we think are very smart, very intelligent, don't need homework? They're just okay?
No. That can I tell you, I have students in my class that parents said, you know what, please take this child because this child is so lazy. They never get to study when they're at home. So this kind of student, they come to my class, right? And only then they get to practice. They are smart. They are so intelligent. You know, they work through their, they do their work so well. Sometimes they even help me a bit, you know, here and there. But they never study. They never study. And that in turn has made them to affect, get their marks affected. They've done not so well, but they are so brilliant.
Mm.
But they don't give themselves time. You know, I don't know. I think it's an age thing because they're around the same age. These people, they are very smart. They're intelligent. But the parents are like, I have told the parents, I said, you know, I don't know. You said this child has a problem. They're not doing well. But seriously, this child, since he came to my class, I know this child is doing very well. I'm not sure if you want to continue with me because this child can do well even on their own. And the parents will be like, no, please. Keep this child. Keep this child with you because he never studies when he's here. And I remember, I mean, like, so, you know, when you have a child like that, you know, you know what you're working with because you've learned the child and you know this person is brilliant. And, you know, only the chance which they have with you in class that they use to actually study is their study time.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that, you know, you know, parents to give me their children in that way to say that, you know what, I'm not coping with this one, please deal with him. And, you know, we do well so far. We have a very good relationship with my students. I speak to them, you know, we communicate via WhatsApp and whatsoever. I give them work and they do it. So this laziness that the parents are talking about, maybe it's at home, but with me, I give them work, they go home and I tell them, if you don't do this work, don't come to class because I cannot be giving you work and I'm not bored and you don't come back and do it. You know, you don't come back and fix that. So I'm very strict. I told the parents even when they bring them to class, I said, I'm not their friends. They know that. Yeah, I'm very strict with homework. Mm. So when they are here, they do the work. So.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I love the sound of that because work has to be serious and people need to know if it's playtime or it's serious time. It's very, very, very important.
Kamelo
Chidi, I must thank you so much for coming through, man. A pleasure talking to you. Wishing you a fantastic afternoon.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it so much. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Goodbye.
All right then. Bye.
Adventist World Radio, SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.